page 101. If he advocated such an idea, he would play into the hands of the opponents who denied the sufficiency of Christ. One of the major themes of Colossians is that the death and resurrection of Christ are all believers' need. If Paul were putting his sufferings on the same level as Christ's, he could hardly protest against adversaries who trumpeted the importance of angels. If Paul is not compromising the uniqueness and sufficiency of Christ's death, what does he have in mind when he says he fills up what is lacking in Christ's sufferings? Most scholars detect a reference to the messianic woes or birth pangs that must occur before the end. See Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 to 8. This view is much more likely than the view that Paul's sufferings add to Christ's atonement, since it does not jar with other teachings in Colossians. Many scholars believe that Paul must be referring to these woes, since this was a standard theme in Judaism. Such an interpretation is certainly possible, but in other words,